Welcome back, everybody, to the Nosebleed Sports Podcast. I'm Chris Witt, and with me, as always, is Mr. Adam Schmidt. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing fantastic. How about you?
Got was a little louder than I was expecting, so I had to go hit the old turn down knob in the old eardrums.
I'm real in and out in these dudes.
As I go, as I move and I touch your cord, it's constantly puts the stuff in and out.
I think it's, yeah, it's just. Yeah.
It's just what happens when I am the producer. When our producer's out, that happens.
Yeah, that's right.
Who's running the board over there? Nobody. This guy over here flipping the knobs. Oh, you can't see it.
And the other, yeah, in the other room with the giant glass window.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Come on, Pete, get this thing together.
Pete, gosh darn.
We don't call him Pistol Pete. That's for sure. That's Shotgun Pete back there.
Shotgun Pete.
Shotgunning beers during the job doesn't do us any good, bud. Doesn't do us any good. Adam, big week of not a big week of sports this week. Not a big week of sports this week. We do have the NCAA conference tournaments going on right now. Those are always fun. Next week, we will come on the day before the tournament will all have already started with what we have in the play-ins, which is no big deal, but we can go on and kind of throw our 2 cents in on the tournament. I assume that's what next week's going to be, pretty much just a let's run down the tournament.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
think this week on what we're betting.
Oh, we're betting. Yeah.
We haven't bet in a long time. Yeah. We got to do a sheet.
Okay.
I mean, this will be one of those, where I probably don't care too much about the tournament because my boys lost today and the Muskies are officially, there's no chance they're in the NCAA tournament. I wouldn't be surprised if they don't go to the NIT.
Think so?
I've seen it happen twice where they didn't make it and it was one of those years and the coach and Matt, it happened with Mac. Mac was like, you know what, we're not even, it happened with Steele too. You know what, we're not even going to the, we don't want to go, we're not going to the NIT.
The CBI, I think, is the other one.
Doesn't matter. If they don't go to the NIT, they won't go to the CBI.
There's a but they're talking about, I'm pretty sure it's with that one, that they're giving money to the teams that will go there.
Oh.
And the winner
where are they getting the money from?
I don't know.
Who's sponsoring the CBI?
It's not on TV, so I
yeah. Who's sponsoring the CBI? And how much money are they getting?
I think what I read was I'm pretty sure it's the CBI. But it's like a million, it was like $1 million for a team that makes it to that gets invited, and then like $2 million for the winner to distribute among the players.
That's a ton of money. To $1 million to distribute between 13 players.
Mm-hmm.
That's
I imagine they probably do coaches and stuff. I don't know.
That's crazy. Yeah. That's crazy. And that's like that's a CBI. That's a terrible tournament. So you got a bunch of terrible kids in it.
If that's the case, that's gonna become bigger than the NIT because the teams would much rather
play. They're gonna play in the NIT, I can guarantee you that. That ain't happening. I don't know. I just wouldn't be surprised. That being said, we'll do all that next week. This week we've got Dan Soder with some new material. We've got Mount Rushmore of sports records.
That's right.
And we have
I'll tell you
what else do we have? What we talked about the other day? What else are we going to do today?
We got to talk about seeing Joey Votto in a Blue Jays uniform.
I haven't seen it yet. Have you seen it? I mean, I've seen like pictures. I haven't seen him playing though.
Oh,
Blue
no.
Jays uniform.
No, I haven't either yet.
Seeing that first swing is going to be weird.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be weird
in a game.
I'm glad that it's Toronto though. Like I feel like that's the only place that I'd be okay with.
Yeah.
Like you need to retire. Like you just retire. If nobody's going to pick you up or you're going to sign some minor league deal at the age of 40.
Well, that's what he did.
No, I know. I'm saying instead of doing that with any other team.
Oh, I see.
Besides the Reds, like without coming back to the Reds, instead of just signing some random minor league deal, I get going back home to Toronto, your hometown of Toronto, and signing a minor league deal and maybe possibly getting to play a year at home. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, I thought the door was closed because they signed Justin Turner in the offseason to I think be their DH. So I was like, well, there goes Votto's chances.
Yeah.
And it was, but I think because spring training was already going on and he was super depressed and he's shoving shopping carts in the middle of in the middle of parking lots and stuff. So I think they felt sorry for him.
Dude, the Instagram or the Insta snaps and the team chats and
You accidentally
the
said it right
tweet.
that one time.
I did the tweet X's and all those things. The Xbox. Oh, the tweet box is now the Xbox, isn't it?
Okay, that's
Okay. All
right.
right. Let's do it.
That's so
I'm
good.
kind of digging that.
That's so
Yeah, you get
good.
on the old Xbox and throw some 140 characters out there or something. Yeah.
That's right. It's like 280 now.
He just seems like he's it just it was it got a little weird there for a minute, and
Yeah.
I still haven't heard the day. He's always good with Dan Patrick, and the last couple Dan Patrick interviews were really funny. Like, they would play sad music and all this crazy stuff, and he would act like he's crying. And apparently the last one seemed kind of real. People were like really worried about him.
Yeah, I mean he did seem like he was like, man, am I really done with baseball?
Yeah, like, that's crazy. That's got to be crazy feeling.
Yeah.
That's got to be a crazy feeling.
And there's, no guarantee that he makes the squad either, because he's, or I guess he makes the minor league squad if he doesn't make the
Yeah.
major league roster, but
Apparently there was I think he said on the day, I haven't listened to it, but I believe he said something like the Reds actually asked him to be part of their coaching staff and like be involved in the organization outside of playing, and he's just not ready for it, man. He's just not ready for it. He's got to come back to Cincinnati, right? He's got
I
to
was hoping he would change his mind about that and just go ahead and retire and take a position,
take one
whatever
here,
position.
realize what it is. I mean, the Duke can still hit. He can still hit. He could go, I mean, he could go hit 260, 250. He'd go hit 240 for somebody right now with 20 home runs and 60 RBIs.
For the Blue Jays AAA team.
Yeah. I mean, why have him? But that's the point, though. This is the thing that I don't like about that. He won't play if it go. I don't think that he would. Like, those that's signed to a minor league contract or whatever they call it, which is basically just an invite to camp, is all that is. And if you make the team, he'll make $2.2 million.
Oh.
I don't know how what he'll make if he's in the minors. It won't be that 2.2. That 2.2 is just if he makes the club.
2,200 maybe
Two
if he
point
makes
two
the
thousand, yeah. So, but if you have an organization, actually, now that I'm starting to say this, I was gonna say, if you have an organization, why would you use a spot up? Like, you got young kids you're trying to develop. Why would you use a spot up for some, not for some guy that you know isn't part of your future? And as I was saying that in my brain, I'm like, that would be the greatest person to have sitting on the bench next to these young kids is Joey Votto.
Except that's exactly the decision the Reds made
It is.
to not have him,
They did, but
here.
they also saw that they didn't have a need. They outside, I mean, then be a bench coach, right? They asked him to be part of the organization,
Didn't have a roster spot for him
be a
anymore.
bench coach, right? We want you on the bench. We want you here. We want you teaching everything you know to all these people, but we don't have a spot for you to play, right? We've got all this young talent, and we need to work them onto the field as much as we possibly can. I get it. I get it. It's tough, but I get it.
But anyway, it's a little bit odd to see him in the Blue Jays uniform, but he looks good. I mean, he looks like he's in a baseball uniform, and that's what he said too. He's like, look, it stinks. I wanted to stay in Cincinnati. I wanted to finish my career there. But I just need an opportunity to play. All I want to do is play, even if it's in the minors. He's like, I'm not ready to stop playing baseball yet. So, he's getting a chance at least, and we'll see how he does when I don't even know that he's played a spring game yet, because
Probably not.
he had to
He's got
ramp up
so
a little
much
bit.
stuff.
And
Yeah, there's so much he has to get going. And I'm sure he was already working out, but yeah, it'll be next week. I can't. I hope for the best. We got ourselves a little crash. What was his name?
Crash Davis.
Crash Davis gonna be in the minor leagues for till you're 50 years old. Speaking of 50 years old, congratulations, I think, is due to the coach of the year, national coach of the year for the UC Claremont
Cougars.
Cougars, Steve Ellis.
Ooh.
Unbelievable. Friend of the podcast. He's been on the podcast before. I believe maybe when he had made a run, we're not sure exactly how long ago it was. They were making a heck of a run. a few years back, he came on. This is his second time he's won National Coach of the Year. They went to the national championship game and lost by four. But dude, to come in second, that's unbelievable. All bunch of local kids on his team. You know, they don't have dorms, so you can't really recruit. And especially because I don't even know what division that is.
It's the USCAA.
There you
It's
go.
not even NCAA, but it's the
US.
USCAA. And they're I don't know. I don't know how many teams there are in the USCAA, but they really do. He's built a great program because they're competing every year, it seems like, in the tournament. And
National Coach of the Year, two out of the last 4 years in that league. So, I mean, that's impressive. That's insane.
Congratulations to them. National runners up. It's which is worse? Is it worse to lose the game, the semifinal game, or is it worse to lose and to go to the finals and lose that game for you?
So what's worse?
What feels worse?
What feels worse in the moment? Losing the national championship game, losing the final game. That feels worse. 48 hours later, 100%, I'll take a loss in the championship than in the semis. 100%.
If you're going into that semifinal game and you're like, in knowing that if you win, you are going to lose. If you know that ahead of time somehow, it's impossible. I'm just saying, if you know that ahead of time, are you like, well, then this doesn't matter. I'm not gonna worry about this game as
So
much then.
we, I mean, I don't know. I always just want to play. So I mean, it's I win or lose. If you're telling me that I'm definitely gonna lose, I'm gonna go try to win to prove you wrong. So I don't, but I'm gonna want to play no matter what.
That was a really dumb hypothetical. I was just
I
trying
was trying to figure out how
to
that would fit into any situation.
No, it would never, it could never happen. You would
But
never know ahead of time, but
unless Xavier's playing UConn, man, Xavier put
unless
up a
anybody.
fight against UConn today. That was it was they had the lead almost the entire first half. They were down by one at halftime. They and UConn came out at halftime and just put it on. Now them boys were tired. Xavier's running basically a seven-man rotation. They're playing eight guys, but it's actually pretty much six, to be honest. There's two big guys that aren't playing much at all. But they were that was that second half, watching our guards try to defend is the slowest I've ever seen them move in my entire life. I felt bad. Quincy Oliveri, big shout out to him, one three-pointer away from the Xavier record for three-pointers in a season. One three, he shot up at the end. He knew it too, because at the end he threw up a couple of them before Miller took him out, trying to catch it. But unbelievable. That kid was so good. Ah, so good.
It was really good.
Anyway, so big shout out to Steve Ellis. That is unbelievable. We've got to figure out a way to get that man back on the show again. Really talk about the program. We need to get out there and catch a game. I'm taking Parker for sure next year. There's no doubt about it. I'm taking Parker. We're gonna get his butt out there. So
It's a good time. I went to one last year and it was great. I
yeah.
mean, everybody, they mostly families really
Well, yeah,
that
because
come out, but
everybody's local, so it's got to be all families that are there.
But it was cool. I
And you
mean,
know, it's really cool to see the kids that, they didn't go D1, D2, JUCO, didn't get in. What's the other one? Didn't get anywhere like that. You know what I'm talking about, don't you?
NDAA.
So, no. What is it? Anyway, it doesn't matter. But love the game. These are kids that, these are the kids that just love the game. Maybe they're a little small, maybe they're not quick enough, but they love the game. And I guarantee, and if you're recruiting kids like that, they've got to, these are the kids that just want to play. And when you get a bunch of kids that want to play, it's really easy to coach.
It's you're right. I mean, these are guys that know they're not going to play professional basketball probably after this. So, they just want to keep playing. They were good high school players, and they,
Play as long as you can.
yeah,
That's
that's right.
cool. I love it. I love every bit of that, man. I love that so much.
Very cool.
And they can go on to tell their kids that they played at UC.
I would not differentiate if I was in that position.
They lost to Penn State. and I can't remember what it was, what
The
their it's in
location.
here, yeah, what location it is. But like UC, they're UC Claremont, and they lost to Penn State. I got it right here,
I
actually.
think Penn State has like 10
Yeah, so
different.
this is Penn State Wilkes-Barre,
Oh, yeah.
BAR,
Right.
Wilkes-Barre, Wilkes-Barre, Wilkes-Barre.
Right.
But my cousin played baseball at, I told everybody for a million years that my cousin played baseball at Penn State, and he played baseball at Penn State something something
Yeah.
is where he played baseball. And then he went to Shippensburg, and of course they won everything, and they were unbelievable at
Shout out
Shippensburg.
Eric Cagle, another guy that's
Yeah.
been a guest on this podcast.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All
Talked to
right.
him today. His son, speaking of college basketball, his son made their league, made their league's high school basketball all-star game.
Hey.
Super cool. Super cool. So I'm excited about that. They play this weekend. He's going to take some videos and send them down. Big three-point shooter, loves to chuck up the threes, loves to shoot. Apparently he shoots very well. Good little kid too. Really good kid too.
Love it.
Really good kid.
Great. That's
Yep.
a bunch of good news for people that we know.
Yes, super awesome stuff. So, Adam, what else did we have for today? Because I can't remember what we talked about.
I want to ask you, a few days ago, there was an announcement that was, I think, mostly a surprise to everybody because I didn't hear too much about it coming beforehand. Jake Paul and Mike Tyson are going to fight.
Yes.
They're going to fight. It's going to be on Netflix, that which I at first I thought it was like, if you have a Netflix subscription, you're going to see this live. No, there's some kind of pay-per-view Netflix thing or something.
So it's
So
just like ESPN Plus has the same thing, right? You can have ESPN Plus, but you still got to pay for the pay-per-views.
Right.
Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah.
Okay. Before we even get into the details, how interested are you in seeing Jake Paul and Mike Tyson fight?
Well, I'll tell you this. The last time they fought on the same card, Jake Paul fought, I want to say, Nate Robinson that night, and Mike Tyson fought Roy Jones Jr. I bought the fight. I bought it so I could see Mike Tyson box again. That's why I bought it. And you could tell, well, we talked about it. You bought it. Did you buy it? Yeah, you had it too,
I bought it
because we
too.
were texting back and forth, I think, about it. And you could tell that Roy Jones Jr. was a little more out of shape, and that they had a little agreement, I think, that was like, all right, let's go out. Let's not quite spar, but maybe go a little bit heavier. Let's go like 80%. And Tyson got in there and was like, he was throwing some punches, and you can see Roy Jones Jr. start backing up, like, what the? This ain't what I put in here for. Hold on now. Hold on. This ain't what we were supposed to be doing. So I loved it. I love just to see Mike Tyson do it again. And I've been watching all these Mike Tyson workout. I follow him on the Snapchat. He's always got it. And like, he's for the last 3 years, he's just been beating the crap out of this super famous boxing trainer that he trains with, and just he looks as powerful as ever at 57 years old.
Real quick on that, on the training videos, why is he wearing tiny underwear every time?
Every time,
I
because
mean, he's swinging all over the place. I don't mean his punches.
yeah, I know.
His punches too.
Swing ding dong, baby.
I mean, what? I mean, it's just,
Gotta do what you got. Listen, you know what?
I don't
Here's
understand why.
the deal. I'll tell you why. Because he's
Because
Mike
he
Tyson.
can.
Because he's Mike Tyson, and he can. You think Mike Tyson gives three craps about anything like that? He probably does that because somebody one time said something like, "Oh my God, you see these Mike Tyson little shorts that he wore this one day?" And he was like, "Guess what, mother? I'm doing it every day. And you know why? Because I'm Mike Tyson."
He's got a bunch of different colors and they're all the same
Yeah.
little tiny spandex shorts or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's so, I'm like, what?
Definitely,
That's
it just looks like
so
underwear.
strange.
Looks like he's just got underwear on. It probably is, to be honest with you.
That might be.
But anyway, that dude is I'm very interested. I'm interested a lot because they like each other. They know each other. You know what I mean? I mean, when that whole first Triller came out, when they fought that fight, was, they were talking to each other, and Mike Tyson was like, "Listen, man, this dude's actually not too bad of a boxer. He's learning, and he's gotten better and better. Jake Paul's getting better and better." And he lost to Tyson Fury. He's the only actual boxer that he's ever fought. So, and he did lose. Now, Mike Tyson's 57 years old. He's 30 years older than him. But Jake Paul, I mean, you could tell the dude is an athlete and is a better boxer than 95, 98, 99% of the world. Maybe 99.5% of the world, but that point, there's 0.5% of the world that are insane. And that's why they're professionals.
That's right.
That being said, I want to watch it, but I've been watching a lot of stuff trying to figure out what's real and what's not. If there's all these like stipulations in the contracts, and I've heard all kinds, I do, some of the stuff's wild. Like one of them was like Logan Paul, his brother, is going to be in the corner and they can tag team out, or they're going to 2-on-1. And it's like that's not going to happen. I promise you, that's the stupidest thing. There's no 2-on-1 boxing. That's not going to happen. Just because Logan Paul is a wrestler now doesn't mean that this Jake Paul Mike Tyson fight isn't going to be that. Now,
I didn't know Logan Paul is a wrestler now.
WWE. He's got he's the United States champion.
I was thinking not, like,
wrestling. Is he the United States champion? Yeah, he's the United States champion.
He's like full time in the WWE, huh?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Hmm. Yep.
Okay.
He'll be at WrestleMania here in a couple weeks. Hmm. WrestleMania, a couple weeks. So I'm super stoked about it, to be honest with you. I hope everything's legit. Apparently, they are in the works of trying to make this. This is something that I actually believe, that they are in the works of trying to get this. What's the word I'm looking for?
Sanctioned.
Sanctioned. An actual sanctioned professional fight. So it will go on their professional records, because that last fight against Tommy Fury, if I'm not mistaken, I think that was a sanctioned fight with Jake Paul. So technically he's 0-1 in boxing.
I thought they were all somehow sanctioned professional fights.
Well, they're sanctioned by a boxing committee to allow them to go out there and do that. Right. It's just like, I mean, Rough and Rowdies and Tough Man, those all have to be sanctioned by a governing body. You can't just throw a bunch of people out in a ring and let them go beat each other up. There's referees that have to be trained and all that. Mm-hmm. And that's that part is, but to be a professional bout, I believe there's some other boxing commission stuff that has to go down.
That's what I thought. And then everything I've read, everybody's acting like Jake Paul has been like his first professional fight was against Nate Robinson.
That was not his first professional fight.
That's what everything I read has said.
Really?
Yes.
But Nate, I don't think that's true.
I don't know how it could be.
I don't think that's true.
Because Nate Robinson is not even an amateur boxer.
No. No, he was an ex-NBA player that you could tell was not about. And all the other guys that Jake Paul knocked out.
None
of them were boxers or looked like they had been training for much longer than maybe 3 months.
Yeah.
And Jake Paul's been training for years and is a good athlete.
That's my criticism of both of those guys, of him and Logan, I guess, all along, is they're not fighting real boxers. They're fighting MMA guys who train striking all the time.
Absolutely.
But also are originally wrestlers, are originally jiu-jitsu practitioners, are guys that are training all this other stuff. They're not
right.
Tyson Fury or whatever, who are training 6 hours a day, boxing, boxing, boxing,
mm-hmm.
and have been their whole life, you know?
Right.
So I don't believe in, I see his athleticism. I see his ability. He's definitely gotten better.
You think he's got a chance at Tyson?
I absolutely think he does. I think it's
Mike Tyson's 57 years old.
I
like,
think it's,
he should beat Mike Tyson right now.
Exactly. I think it's dangerous for Mike Tyson. As good as Mike Tyson looks hitting mitts,
mm-hmm.
That's a different thing.
Yes. 100%.
And also, and that was one of the things too, is, you know, the Logan Paul thing in the corner and being able to tag team. When I first heard that and a couple other things similar to that, like these rules that were going to be in place, I was like, first of all, I was dumb enough to believe it right away. And I was like, okay, this makes me angry. Like, yeah. I was like, this is such a mockery of, this shouldn't be called boxing. This should be called something else, because don't insult the sport of boxing by calling it that.
Exactly.
If those kind of rules are going to be in place. Mm-hmm. I did read a little bit today. It was that. So there was that, there was one that Jake Paul could take any substance he wanted to,
yeah.
And Mike Tyson had to be,
was going
to
be drug
clean.
Tested. Yeah.
There was one that was, he, Jake Paul was going to wear headgear. Mike Tyson wasn't. How is that going to be sanctioned?
None of this is real.
Right. I yeah, at first I'm like, come on. This is anybody who buys that is the dumbest person on earth. And then I did read today that Jake Paul was like angry about that. He
Yeah.
came out and he's like, you are dumb. You are the dumbest person alive if you think
Think
that would
that's
ever be the case. I'm
exactly.
like, thank God.
Paul's out here actually trying to be a professional. I truly believe at one point in time, somewhere to he started with these rum dums, number one, because he knew he could get a huge payday. That's number one. He can
That's
sell.
exactly what this is too, by the
Oh,
way. No matter
100%.
how it
He can
works out.
sell a fight, right? And this is going to be a weird sell of a fight because, like, they're on the Up and Smoke pod on Ty. He was on Tyson's Up and Smoke podcast right afterwards, and they're like friendly and talking about, Jake Paul's, growth in the sport and what he's done. And it's like, I get what he did, right? It makes sense when you think about it. If you are an amateur boxer, you're not known until you win like 20 straight fights, and then you get some professional fights and you win 10 more straight fights. And then you get,
Until you're ranked,
until you're
basically.
ranked, even not even ranked, you got to have a belt. And even the ones with belts, you don't know. Right. Jake Paul said, screw that. I want to be a professional boxer. I'm training my tail off, but I'm selling some fights now. I know how to sell. I've been doing this for years on the old InstaSnap and the YouTubes. Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to get Nate Robinson. Come on, Nate. I'm going to get, a couple, MMA guys, former champs. People want to see that. We're going to
Tyron
talk.
Woodley, I think,
Yeah,
was one of
Tyron
them.
Woodley was one. People will watch that. No one's watching him fight Paulo Hildazar, right? Nobody's watching him fight.
Terrence Crawford or
Well,
some.
Terrence Crawford would be a great fight for him. That's not going to
No,
happen.
Terrence Crawford would. He
It
wouldn't last 2 seconds with Terrence
would
Crawford.
be a 30-second fight max. That's the max number. If you had an over-under, it would probably be 10. But that's the
Definitely
point is,
less than that.
at some point he would want to get to somewhere like that, right? I get that. But why go through the steps of what everybody else does when you were Jake Paul? I'll do these. Now I'm making money. I'm getting better. I'm training. And he's making more money than any other boxer out there. So, and then he fights Tyson Fury, who's a professional boxer, but he's also well known. He's not great boxer, but he's well known because he's the heavyweight champion's little brother and looks way better than him, by the way. Like is built a thousand times
Looks
better
like an
than the
athlete,
Gypsy
actually.
King.
Yeah.
And but the Gypsy King is too daggone good, man. That
Oof.
is he is the Nikola Jokic of
Yeah.
boxing. Just flabby. He tells you he's flabby, he don't care, but he just holds that hand out there. He's long enough, hold it out. He can get that head back, and his counter punches are killers.
Yeah.
So I get it. I'm excited because I want to see Mike Tyson fight. If you're going to tell me that I can go watch Mike Tyson fight, I'm going to go watch Mike Tyson fight. Because I'm going to tell you right now, one left hook, one uppercut. You know how he gets lower than anybody. You can't hardly hit him when he gets inside you like that. You don't have no power, but he knows how to use. He's got short arms for a heavyweight. So when he gets inside and you try to throw a big long punch, you're not going to get him. It's not going to hurt him because he's too close. But when he gets inside and throws that left hook or that uppercut,
Oh.
you might as well, if it connects, forget it.
I mean, it depends on how much the fight's gonna cost. I imagine it's gonna be way too expensive, but if it's not, I might get it because exactly the same reason. I want to see Mike Tyson. I want to see how his training videos of him looking way faster and more powerful than anybody in their 50s in the world. Still, that it's so impressive to see how fast he's moving and how hard he's hitting. But how that translates to a guy who's bigger, who's taller at least. And probably weighs more too, because he's a big, strong kid. But it's yeah, that's gonna be it's gonna be interesting. And I'm hoping it's a I don't know what I hope. I don't know if I hope it's an absolute, sanctioned professional.
I don't think it
about
will be because I don't think it'll ever pass because of
that age difference, man.
Well, the age difference and so many things going on around it. Like there's a lot of speculation. Like there's a good chance they're going to go out there and you know, they want to give people their money's worth.
Yeah, it'll be an
right?
exhibition.
They're going to go out and they're going to play with each other and it's going to go the distance. I don't want that. But that's probably what's going to happen. You're going to get to see him each kind of throw a little bit, but it's just like what happened with Roy Jones Jr. You know, Mike Tyson didn't knock him out, but Mike Tyson hit him pretty daggone hard a few times where it's like, okay. If he wanted to just go now, I think he could still do it. The only thing about Tyson is 57 years old and jumping rope and being in a ring is one type of cardio. Getting in a ring and really going at it, that's a different type of
getting
cardio,
hit.
Bud.
Getting
that's
hit.
a different type of cardio.
It's your I feel like your equilibrium and your jaw is not the same as you get older. That's one of the things that goes physically too.
Absolutely.
That you don't see that,
yep.
But in their body, but that you see it with every great MMA fighter over the years. They
sure.
Start getting knocked out at the end of their career.
Just watch Mike Tyson walk around normal. He looks like he doesn't always look like he's walking gracefully now. It's like a little slow, little tiny stutter step. Like it looks like he's got, you know, some equilibrium issues already. I'm not saying he does. I'm a little nervous right now, to be honest with you. Old boy's gonna see this and he's going, I think Mike Tyson's gonna kill this kid.
If I
don't think he's gonna kill him.
If I watch it, I'm gonna be rooting so hard to see Mike Tyson.
The whole world is rooting for Mike Tyson. Yeah. When has Mike
to
Tyson been
out.
Oh yeah, when has Mike Tyson been an underdog?
Yeah, I mean probably never.
But Mike Tyson's 57 years old. They know each other. Mike's kind of been with him as he's been doing this. Mike Tyson's not going to knock this kid out. It's not going to happen. Mike Tyson wants this kid to Mike Tyson's kind of like with this dude, right? So I feel like Tyson kind of wants him to eventually get better and to you know try to make a name for himself. I think Mike Tyson kind of likes him a little bit.
Is there any better way to help him than to knock him out then?
I don't know. Let him go the distance with you and show that he can take some of the hard punches from Mike Tyson, even if it's a 57-year-old Tyson. Let people see, hey, this dude's got a little bit more than you think he does.
That's the thing. What is this going to mean? Can you even quantify that for Jake Paul? Like if he wins this fight, if he knocks Tyson out,
if he knocks Tyson out, it's not good for him.
Yeah.
I think the best thing that can happen is it goes the distance.
And it's just a good fight.
And it's a good fight. And he takes some hard punches. He takes some good ones and he gives some good ones and they make it go the distance.
You think that's going to be good for him?
I think that'll be the best. I think that's the best thing that could happen for him. Getting knocked out is not good for him because he got knocked out by a 57-year-old, even if it is Mike Tyson. Damn, he'll be 58 when the fight goes off, actually. And if he knocks Tyson out, well, he just knocked out a 58-year-old.
Yeah. I almost feel like, I agree with you, I almost feel like it would be close to the same, though, if he goes the distance and it's a good fight and everything and there's a decision or whatever. As a matter of fact, they didn't even do the decision for Roy Jones Jr. and Mike Tyson, I don't think, right? Didn't they call it a draw or something? They didn't even call it anything.
Yeah, it was a tie.
Anyway, yeah.
And everybody knows that Mike Tyson beat him.
Yeah. But you know, even if he goes the distance with Tyson, which the distance is going to depend on whether it's a sanctioned professional fight or not, because if it's an exhibition, they can just do whatever they want.
They can go 8 rounds, they can go 7 rounds, they can go 4 rounds. But if it's sanctioned, they're going to go, was it 13 now? Is that what a fight is?
I think it's 12. Yeah. But I think Roy Jones Jr. and Tyson went like 2 minute rounds, first of all, and then like 8 rounds or something like that. Is that right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, you're tacking on an extra minute around and 4 more rounds if you're doing the whole professional thing. I don't know. I don't know if, like, lung wise, Tyson might be able to build himself up to withstand 36 minutes of fighting. Can he get hit for 36 minutes, even if it's an exhibition and they're going 75-80%? I don't know. That's going to be really tough, but I don't see
one day Mike Tyson. I think he can. You just one time, he knows he's never got to do it again. Mike Tyson's a different animal, right? There are certain people that can find a different area in their brain and just do things that aren't supposed to be able to be done. Mike Tyson's that dude. Even at 57, I can see him still being that guy.
Do you think he's going to try to eat Jake Paul's children?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I think that he might walk to the ring smoking a J.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he's going to be high from this
Have
fight
you
easily.
seen his edibles? He's
No.
got cannabis edibles.
Yeah.
Okay. He's
I
in
just
it.
assume
Well,
that.
he's got like a huge cannabis, he's big into that. So he's got a whole business. Their ears with a bite mark in the top of them. That's what the gummies are.
I think I've
It's
heard
in
that.
ear and it's got a
I
bite mark
forgot.
in the top of
Wow, that is. I mean, he's making money on doing one of the most offensive
Dirtiest
thing. Yeah.
and worst things I've ever seen in my entire life.
Wow. Good for him. I mean, he's marketing. That's for sure. He's gonna sell some just for the novelty of it, I think.
And he still has a little, this little weird thing that kind of scares you a little bit.
Yeah.
Like he's still a little scared.
He said
His,
it. He said it himself. It scares him when he
yeah.
gets in that frame of mind.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm scared. Because for a long time, he's like, I never want any part of that again. I'm sure. I think we talked about this before the Roy Jones fight. He's like, I'm a different guy now. I can't get back in that frame of mind. And then I think like for that fight or right after that fight, he's like, man, I did. I kind of crept back in there, and that's a scary place for me. But
But if he
yeah.
learns how to control it, then maybe, it's a good thing. He's
Well, he's 57.
57.
He's never learned to control
But he's
it.
got some kids now. Maybe he's got a little something different.
Yeah.
I don't know. I hope that he kind of takes a round and really goes at it. And like, I'd like to see him knock him down one time. Just so,
Yeah.
just because Jake Paul at some point needs to know what a real fighter feels like. Even if he is 57, I'm telling you, Mike Tyson's still going to pack a punch. I promise that.
Yeah. But you think he's Tyson's going to pull punches a little bit just to because he doesn't want to knock Jake Paul out?
I don't think he, yeah. I think if he go, I don't know. I think if he goes for like, if he gets inside, he's going to do his moves. He's going to get low. He's going to do that jump turn that he always does. He's going to throw that big left hook. But I don't know. I think he'll do it at times that are, he knows he's not going to land it. You know what I mean? That he knows Jake's got his hands up. I don't think he'll do a ton of combinations to try to go body body and then hit that hook, right? I don't think that'll happen. I sign everybody does.
God,
My brother-in-law, we were talking about this the other day, and he just comes out. He's gonna kill him. He's gonna kill Jake Paul's gonna die. Why is he doing this? He's gonna kill him. And we've been making fun of him ever since we little
wanted
text group. Like, I think Jake Paul's gonna die
to. I hope nobody dies, but
Nobody's gonna die.
it
It'll
would
be
be
fine.
really fun for me to see Mike Tyson kind of dominate that fight.
Be great. It would be great. It would be the end of Jake Paul's career as a boxer. I promise you that.
Yeah, probably.
So that's why I'm saying that that's not going to happen.
Which he'd be totally fine if he didn't box anymore. I'm sure he wants to, but he
He's put a
was rich
lot.
before he started doing
He's
that.
put a lot of time and effort
Yeah.
into getting where he is. A
Yeah.
lot.
Yep. That's commendable. Okay, July 20th, AT&T Stadium.
July 20th. Yeah. Oh man, am I going to be home? I was going to say you're going to have to
On
come over.
vacay.
Might be on vacation. I'm not sure.
Hilton Head, here we come.
What is it? July 20th?
July 20, I think. Yep.
No, I think we're good. I don't think we go to out there. Yeah, we don't go till August. I think we're good.
Right.
Coming over?
Yeah.
All right.
I'll come over for it.
I'm
We'll
having.
chip in that way
I'm
it's
getting the fight.
fight to be cheaper.
Yeah.
I'll give you half.
I'm gonna have a fight. So I'll tell. It's like I told people last time. I'm gonna have this fight. If y'all want to come over, come on over.
Heck yeah. Heck yeah. All right. July 20th.
You're gonna have to
Anything
listen to
that'll
my. You're
be
gonna have to listen to my brother-in-law constantly going. He's gonna kill him. He's
That's
gonna kill
all right. That's
him.
all right. He might be right.
He might be.
Yeah, that's probably like a week or so after the All-Star break, maybe for baseball. Yeah, I don't think anything else is going on
There you go.
there. All right. Well, Chris.
Can I give you a quick update?
Can you please
The
give me a quick
bathroom,
update?
update? Can I give you a
Yeah.
quick
Did you
update?
finish that floor?
No, it's not done.
Okay.
Come on. Didn't. But we didn't have baseball today. So scrimmage got canceled. So I got a good 2.5, 3 hours of work in on that bad boy after work today. And got the new got so I didn't get all the tile pulled up yet because that's really becoming a pain in my butt. But I got enough up to where I got it all the way back past the toilet. Start putting floor in to get past the toilet. Got the new toilet set.
Good.
So right now I still got, probably 5 or 6 pieces of tile and all the stuff underneath it that has to come up still. But I've also got a quarter or more with new floor down.
Okay.
Just and just a little strip in the middle of plywood.
Hey, progress, man.
Progress,
That's the
baby.
biggest
That's what
thing.
we're doing here. That's what we're here for.
Good
We're
for
trying to
you.
pro we're trying to have some progress.
Good for you.
Yeah.
All right. speaking of progress, this is how I'm gonna this is how I'm gonna tie this in. This is
I
a
love
reach,
it.
but
Okay.
the Mount Rushmore of sports records.
Yes.
What I enjoyed about this, doing a little bit of research on this, was seeing the record and then seeing who among the active players is closest.
Oh, I like that. Okay.
So I'll do that for the ones that I picked at least, and I can tell you a few more too. That was really fun for me. So the Mount Rushmore of sports records, kind of just open, just not necessarily toughest records to break or just your favorite, whatever it is, right? So I grabbed four, but I would love to hear your four if you want to go first.
Okay. Well, I didn't pick them yet, but I wrote a bunch down.
That
So
makes it exciting.
I have one that's definitely on there. Actually, I probably do have them, but we'll just go over this.
Sure.
Michael Phelps, 28 Olympic medals, 23 gold, 3 silver, 2 bronze. That's insane. 28 gold, 28 Olympic medals.
Most of them being gold.
23 of them gold. And there for a while, he only like his first 17 or something were all gold,
Yeah.
which is insane.
And then he smoked the reefer, kids,
Yep.
and fell apart. I mean, that just goes to show you.
Fell apart and then he came back.
And then he came back and won more gold
One
medals.
more
So
gold medals,
maybe it's good for you.
buddy
Maybe
kicked it,
just do
but
it.
he did get a couple silvers and a
I
bronze,
mean,
couple bronze.
pathetic.
Yep. Figure yourself out there, Michael. It's terrible.
Do you remember in the middle of all that, they used to, sorry, I already
No.
interrupted the whole thing. That like them talking about his diet. He ate like 10,000 calories a day or
Yeah.
stuff, 15,000 calories, something
Yeah.
like that. Like you'd have like 8 cheese sandwiches and with mayonnaise or something like that. And he had a six pack the entire time. He's just like super lean and ripped.
I mean, just think about that. How much they swim. I mean, swim for like 5 hours a day or something ridiculous. And not just in the pool playing, like swimming the whole time. That's like the best exercise, full body exercise you can have. Like, you want to
Yep.
get lean and be in the best shape ever, just go swim for 5 hours a day.
No noodles, no rafts,
No,
no tubes,
no,
no
no,
swimmies or
no,
whatever.
no,
Arm floaties.
no circles, no, nothing.
Yeah. No water shoes.
That dude's feet are.
Water
That
shoes.
is the thing.
They're
He's
fins.
got fins for feet.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's the whole. Whenever you see these unbelievable swimmers, they usually have huge feet.
And their webbed toes.
Their webbed
Not
toes. Yeah, he had that surgically done.
good.
Anyway, so that's probably going to be on there. 4256, 4192, 4256. Pete Rose, Ty Cobb, beating Ty Cobb's record of 41.91, and then 42.56 being what his total ended up being, which is, 60 more hits basically, which isn't a ton more, right? It's almost like, okay, he held on, he got it what he wanted to do, but that's still
He
an unbelievable, it's an unbelievable
played
record.
37 years.
Unbelievable record. 100 points, obviously, the Wilt Chamberlain 100 points. Cy Young, 511 wins. That is so untouchable. It's not even funny. Funny. That's insane. 511 wins. Think about what that would be. That's 50 years of 10 wins. That's 25 years of 20 wins. That's impossible.
Yeah.
Is that right? Do I have the numbers right?
I'm checking myself on something now. Go anyway. Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, how many? So he has. Oh, okay. Yeah. 511 wins. Is that what it was?
Yeah.
511 wins. Yeah.
It's insane. Seven straight Tour de France's for Lance Armstrong. Normally that would probably be on, but yeah, piece of crap that gets kicked off. Obviously 56 is a huge number. Joe DiMaggio. I like the Ripken 2362 straight consecutive games because he didn't just beat it like Pete did, right? Like beat it and play till the end of the year and be done. He didn't just beat it. He beat the brakes off. It was 21-30. He played another 132 straight games after that. That's almost a whole nother season straight. And he played more games total, but that's almost a whole nother season after playing 20 some seasons, 18 seasons straight.
Yeah.
So that was unbelievable. John Stockton's assist record is crazy. He had 15,806 assists. 15,806 assists.
And second place is like 10,000.
Yeah, I know. And LeBron's in the top five or something, isn't he? He's gonna
Yeah.
anyway. John Wooden, 10 in 12 years, seven straight. That's hard not to put
Seven
on
straight
there.
NCAA
Seven straight
championships.
NCAA championships, 10 in 12 years. And let's see here. I mean, oh, one more. Ricky Henderson. This is another one where I mean, 939 was Lou Brock's record for stolen bases. He ended up with 1,406, almost 500 more. He almost had a quarter of his after he broke the record. It's insane. That's insane. So I think I'm going to put on here. I think I'm going to go Wilt's 100. That's insane to me. Like 100 points in a game. That's crazy. I'm going to go Wilt's 100. I'm going to go Michael Phelps 28. I mean, you got to have the hit streak 56. Got to put 56 on there. I'm going to go DiMaggio for three. And I'm going to keep it in baseball. It's either going to be Ricky or Ripken. I'm going Ripken because that was unbelievable when he was making that run when I was a kid. That was so cool. That
They
was,
did the
it was,
banners on the
yeah,
building on the back.
that was so awesome.
Yeah.
Out at Camden
That was cool.
Yards, what is it? Is it still Camden Yards?
Yeah. Yep. My favorite, I think it's my favorite ballpark I visited.
I've never been there. My dad's been there. I've never been there.
You gotta go.
I want to. Want to.
All right. Good
There
list.
you go. So those are my four.
Good list. All right. This is I meant to write when you said that Ripken one, I was like, where'd it go? I swore I wrote it down. It's like, did I write that down somewhere else? So I had to write that down. Because I was thinking when I was looking through these, I was like, I gotta go with Cal Ripken, the
Yeah.
2632. That's crazy. I mean, especially now because and it's in all sports, it's in basketball a lot more than anything, I think, but baseball too, like the way that it's part of caring for your body, it's part of giving yourself some more longevity for your career is
Yes.
taking breaks sometimes. And everybody's like, it's okay and it's a good thing to take games off here and there. It's going to be, I don't know if we'll ever see anybody get even close to that, to be honest with you.
Now, you might see somebody do it for 3 years, but if no one will do it for more than 3 years.
Yeah. I'm going Cy Young, but I'm going Cy Young. Oh, actually, one moment, please,
No
because
hitters or something ridiculous. It's going to be something crazy. He's
something
got
ridiculous.
4,000 of them.
Before I get there, Cal Ripken Jr. has 2,000 played in 2,632 consecutive games. The active leader, so the guy closest to being able to break it, Matt Olson, 457 games.
There you go. 3 years, and he won't make it past this year.
And he's got, however many years that is, another 75 years before he can.
It's almost 3 years.
I'm gonna
He'll be
go.
90.
So Cy Young, I'm going complete
All
games.
the complete games, yeah, because
I know,
that's
because they always did.
I don't mean it's stupid. I mean, it's stupid how many he had. Like,
yeah,
it's ridiculous the amount. I mean, it's just that's why the 511 is crazy, the everything. And then he had the strikeouts until Nolan passed him up.
Yeah. This is going to be the funniest part. He had 749 complete games. Okay.
511
wins. the active leader.
Oh, this will be good.
Adam Wainwright.
Let me guess.
I would like you to guess.
Adam Wainwright is going to be, I'm going to go with double digits, exactly 10.
28.
Oh, wow. Quite a few.
28.
He's old enough to where he would have been around and when you could still do it 5 years ago.
Yeah. Now he's 40 years old or whatever, and he's got 28 complete games compared to Cy Young's 749. That was 28 as in 028.
He's getting close.
Some complete games, because that'll never, ever, 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 ever be broken for the rest of time. Man, I'm also going Ricky Henderson's stolen base record.
Nice. Okay.
You already said it, and it's similar to John Stockton's assist record. It's just like so far past the next guy. It just seems like, and then you look at the other names on 2 through 5 or whatever, and the number they have, and it's like, whoa, that guy was unbelievable, and he's that far away from it. So, I'm going with Ricky's 1406.
Not even close. Like, not even close. Who's the closest record to him right now?
Right now, it is. Do you have? There's no. I mean, I would never guess this. Okay, active leader Elvis Andrus.
Okay, just cause, I mean, you got to figure it's gonna be a guy that's been around for a while. But a lot of these, that's but even if they've been around for a while, I mean, you can say it surprises you. But think about it. Up until last year, for 10 years, nobody stole bases.
Yeah.
So Elvis Andrus, sure, he could be the stolen base leader. That doesn't surprise me. In 5 years, it's going to be a totally different story. You're going to go, it's one of three guys. You're going to know who the stolen base leader is, because that's what they're going to do, is steal bases.
Yeah. And I'm glad with the stolen bases are back. It's so exciting to watch.
Yes, it is.
So Ricky was 1,406 stolen bases. Elvis Andrus, 347.
Nice.
347. So multiply his career 4 times plus add some more.
Yeah.
Then you got Ricky.
Insane. I mean, that's like Lou Brock's was crazy. 930 something. He beat it by almost 500. He was like, I already got 1,000.
He's like, I'm gonna get 150% of the stolen bases.
I got 1,000. I'm gonna go ahead and get 50% more than I've already gotten. And that's how you're gonna, if you want to beat me, that's what you gotta do. That dude was 43 years old stealing 30 bases a year.
Yeah. And then he was 53 stealing 25 bases.
Yeah. I don't understand why nobody wants Ricky on their team.
Okay. I don't know if you've noticed, but I have not put a basketball one on here yet.
Oh, okay. So let's hear who it is.
Am I, though?
Yes. What happened to 40,000 is not there?
40,000 was, I mean, it just feels like it's so easy. It's like it's such
because of, and it's new and points are up so high. It's still pretty insane.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's the only guy who's scored 40,000 points, but just the,
well, I'm just saying the fact,
break.
Yeah. I don't mean like the number 40,000. I mean more like the fact, I mean, every point he gets now is the new record. So like,
yes. And it seems like he's got a while to go. He might have another 2, 3, 4 years, whatever it is. Okay. And he's still averaging 24, 25 or whatever. I am going to throw one in there. You mentioned another one that's got to be up there that's really close for me is the 7 consecutive titles that UCLA won under John Wooden. I'm going to go 8 straight NBA championships for the Boston Celtics in the 60s.
Yeah.
The Bill Russell Celtics. So 8 straight titles. I just don't, nobody's won since then. Nobody's won more than 3 in a row, I think. It's just, it seems impossible. And especially now,
Eras are different. Free agency, the
free,
money, all the different stuff. Eras are different.
yes.
People wanting to play with other people, trying to get their buddies, their better, the best players to come to you. Back then, you think Larry Bird's ever calling Magic Johnson saying they come play? No, I mean, obviously that's not that time, but is Bill Russell calling Wilt Chamberlain like, hey, come over and play with me. We'll be the most dominant forces ever.
They would have won 28 straight championships if those guys were playing together.
No, they would have, there'd be 100 rebounds between the two of them, and they would have every rebound of the game.
Yes.
It's a long rebound. No, it's not. Wilt jumped up and took it.
Oh, by the way, eight straight titles, active leaders won Denver Nuggets. I'll quickly go through because we're going at a good pace here. I was really close to putting Emmitt Smith's 18,355 rushing yards.
That'll never happen either. What's the next closest? Derrick Henry?
Yes.
Where's he at?
9,502. Half.
He's got to go. He's got to double what he's done, and he's already thought to be an old, not washed up, but an old back. Like, it's just not going to happen.
Unfortunately, the Bengals are going to be seeing more of him for the next few years because he.
It is what it is. I don't, that doesn't hurt me very much.
Okay.
We've never had an issue with Derrick Henry over the last few years. Knock on wood.
Jerry Rice, 22,895 receiving yards. Next, Julio Jones, who how long do you think he has left?
Julio Jones? Oh, he's got another 5, 6 years, probably.
Think so?
I don't know. Well, you know what? I'm sorry. No, I say Julio Jones might have 2 years left.
Okay. 13,703. He's about 9,000.
No chance.
About 9,000 short.
Once again, a lot of these guys, though, you got to remember, they play it, the fact is, like, Julio Jones has not played at a really high level for 2, 2.5 years now. That's the thing, is these guys played at a high level for into their late 30s, early 40s.
You have to, so the benchmark for receivers is 1,000 yards in a season, right?
Sure.
That means he has to do that 22 times. Basically 23
20.
times because he was almost at 23,000.
Yeah.
23 years of 1,000 yards.
That's insane. What receiver has ever played for, how many receivers have played for 20 plus years?
Yeah,
Not a
hardly
lot.
any.
Yeah. Jerry Rice, probably the only
Jerry
one.
Rice. Yeah,
Might be
Tim
the
Brown
only
maybe or
one. Tim,
something.
yeah, exactly. But yeah, that's the thing. And then, like, Pete with the hit record, right? I mean, he was old.
Played 22, 23 years, whatever it was.
And then LeBron breaking the scoring record. Like,
21 years.
it's not the fact that they're just played for a long time. I hate hearing that. Well, they played for this man. They're like, when they were breaking the record, all of those guys, well, maybe not Pete as much, but he was still playing every day. They were still really the good, like, top of their craft still as they did it. Like, not just longevity. It's longevity. I mean, Shaq had longevity, but for 5 years, he was a shell of himself,
Right.
right? These guys have longevity and they're at the top of their game.
Okay. Now, this next one, I don't know what a good number is here, but Wayne Gretzky had 1,963 career assists. Sidney Crosby, who's been around for what, 12 years or something,
Yeah,
maybe
long time.
972. He's not even half.
Not even half. That's assists. Doesn't he have the most goals as well? Isn't he? And I know he has the
Yeah, I
most
think
points. Like, he's got
he's got
every.
everything.
Yeah, Wayne. Once again, Wayne Gretzky played late into his career, and when he was old and in these later years, he was still one of the best in the league.
Okay. Wilt Chamberlain, 50.4 points a game, single season.
That's insane.
Active leader. I mean, that's not even
Hey.
as relevant, but James Harden had 36.1 points a game in 2018-19.
Okay.
It seemed like he had 40 every night.
Yeah.
And that wasn't even close.
And he's still 14 points away. Almost half of what he was scoring, he would have to do it again. He would need a whole nother half of basketball, basically, to get to what Wilt did.
Okay, almost done here. Simone Biles, 23 world gymnastics gold medals.
You know how I feel about Simone
23.
Biles.
Yes, I do.
She's coming back. She's back. How awesome is that?
I think she's going to be here, isn't she? Aren't they coming here for
Oh, are
something?
they?
I
I
think
want to
I
hear
have.
that. I want to go if they're doing that.
There you go. Go. I'll go.
I want front row seats, though. You can't
Active.
see anything like something like that where people are jumping and flipping. I can't see that all the way up at the top.
I mean, you can see it. You just can't see
I
it
just
from
don't
the
know what's
back.
going on. It's not as impressive.
Yeah, I guess so. But the closest to her active leader, Simone Biles. UConn, UConn Huskies women's basketball 111 game winning streak. 111. Active leader. Now, at the time that this was
Yeah, I was gonna
done, this was
say.
like, I think like 3 weeks ago. South Carolina Gamecocks,
Yeah.
16.
There you go.
16. And they did finish the regular season and the conference tournament undefeated.
Yeah.
So they've got a
Probably
30
20. Yeah.
game or whatever
Yeah.
it is. Yeah, 20 something game active streak. But long way to go to 111. Michael Phelps, you already did that one. How about, okay, 28 Olympic gold medals. I don't even know who this is or what sport it is, but active leader is Ariana Fontana, 11. Next closest
That's got to
streak of
be
28
somebody
medals.
that plays in, that does like three events in something and just wins it every year and can play, can be in the Olympics for a while.
Yeah, I guess so. Anyway, that's it.
Nice.
Those numbers were fun to see.
Yes. Yes, they were.
all right. Let's see.
Well, while you're at it, while you're sitting here, just got done with your Mount Rushmore. Why don't you tell me what you think about Dan Soder's new special?
Oh, the on the road, you mean?
On the road again.
First, let me tell you that last weekend I saw Mr. Dan Soder in person
Yes, you did.
at Go Bananas Comedy Club in Cincinnati,
Any
Ohio.
of the same stuff?
Yes. So maybe like one or two jokes
Okay,
that were the
that's not
same.
bad. All
Everything
right.
else was new, and he had a pad up there. He had a pad up there on the stool.
Oh yeah.
Because he just released this special.
Right,
He's
so
doing
he's
all new stuff.
working a lot of new stuff.
And that's really exciting. So he's there are, you know, a few guys, some guys that are his friends that are coming out with specials like every year now. He's like every 3 years, every 3, 4 years lately. But he left the Bonfire partly to do some other stuff and to make sure that he's on the road more and like to concentrate on his stand up.
Right.
He's like, I want to get as good as possible at stand up. I saw him last year, was unbelievable live. This past Friday, saw him, and he was, especially for all new stuff, I mean, maybe better than the special.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
A lot of his new stuff, and he's just like such a naturally funny guy.
Yeah.
He doesn't do like tons of crowd work, but he can turn anything into something funny.
Sure.
And I don't know, man. I'm such a fan. I'm feeling like I'm getting overboard now and like just a fanboy or whatever. And
Dude, he's hilarious. I totally agree with you.
he's my favorite. He's my favorite. He's such a likable guy too. But so he was really, really, really funny in person. By the way, it's been 24 years since I've been to Go Bananas Comedy Club, and a more enjoyable experience, I think, than
Yeah.
at the Funny Bone.
Really?
Just because you share a table with people, but they point all the chairs to the front. So there are people that are sharing the table with you, but their backs are to you. The table's behind them. So
How
they're
do they eat if
turning
they
around
get to
and
get their drink?
which stinks for them. We
Yeah.
were lucky enough to be at the table
Yeah, that's
facing the
yeah.
table. But as far as that goes, like there's no really, I mean, you know, the people that sat down on the other side of the table like saw us and were like, hey, what's up? And then but their backs were to us the rest of the time.
Right.
So there was no pressure to, you
Have
know, especially
conversation.
before
Yeah.
the show started,
Yeah.
you're just sitting there. So that part was really nice. It felt like you weren't quite sharing that space as much.
Yeah.
So I did like that. So that was cool, and it was nice to be in a different club. I've, you know, the last 1,000 shows I've been to was either the Taft Theater or the
Yeah.
or Funny Bone. Anyway, great show. He had Dan Saint Germain with him, who's coming out with a special sometime really soon, or maybe just did. He's really funny. So the whole show was great. And that was that. His special on YouTube.
I love the fact that he was maybe funnier doing new material than he even was in this.
Yeah, and I felt like that last year too. And I'm sure I saw, I didn't remember a lot of it, but I'm sure I saw a lot of that material last year live that was on the special. But I remember him being like unbelievably funny then too. I saw him in Indianapolis. So the special I felt like was really good. Unfortunately, I didn't write any notes down,
I
and I
didn't either.
watched it almost 2 weeks ago.
Oh wow. Jeez, Pete.
Yeah, so
Okay.
I have very little memory, but
I mean, I watched it later today, or like a couple hours ago, and I'm terrible with remembering and stuff. But there was a lot of stuff about his dad and his mom. I mean, he's always talking about that. Man, this when he went over to the when he got his new catchphrase from his older cousin and went to the party, that was good. He did such a great job of turning all these jokes. Yeah, it's hard, especially because a lot of the stuff that he talks about was all we try to keep it clean on the old Nosebleeds podcast, right? As much as we can. And a lot of the funny jokes got some, he's a, yeah.
He's not like one of the dirtiest comics,
No,
but he talks about.
he throws an F-bomb here, there.
Sure.
There's a lot of that stuff out there. But like he was one of the funnier parts was making fun of the people that are self-diagnosing
Yeah.
autism with these TikToks with the words above their head, and they're just like,
Yeah.
oh, pointing at words or something. Like,
Yeah.
I've actually seen that, and I
Yeah.
was like, this is so st why do people do this stuff?
Yeah. Yeah, he did. He just turned 40 recently, so he talked a lot about that,
Yeah.
especially at the beginning.
Oh, that
And
was hilarious. At the beginning, he's like, you want to hear me make sex noises? Give me a pillow to put between my legs before I go to sleep.
yeah,
You want to get to me? Hey, do you want to take a nap for 9 hours? Oh, you dirty little girl. Come here so I can cuddle. I love that. I want to hold you.
yeah, he talked about the stuff that's more important to him at 40 now, just
Yeah,
the sleep was over for
love
that.
that. That was hilarious.
Yeah, that was really good.
So good.
let's see. I'm really having a hard time remembering. Plus it's, 11:30 at night or whatever. so anyway, I'm just gonna tell you, Dan Soder on the road gave it a 3.9.
Wow. I thought it would be higher.
Yeah.
I thought it would be
I
higher.
liked it a lot. And yeah, I was trying to temper myself. I was trying to be like, okay, you're
Yep.
like super, super fan right now.
But that's okay. If you're laughing at it, laughing hard, it's a give it what you want to give it, man.
But I wanted to give him more points just because I like him so much. So I was trying to be as fair as possible.
Sure.
I really liked it a lot. I
Yep.
would recommend it for everybody, but I gave it a 3.9.
I went with a 4.1. I got him over 4. I thought this was really good. Definitely suggest anybody to watch it. It's 50 minutes of hilarity. He's a funny guy.
He is really
He's a
funny.
really funny guy.
Yeah.
And it's the relatable funny. It's the stories are great, and they get you, right? It's like that's so good. And yeah, definitely. Really good.
Okay. We have a comedy special to pick for next week and a Mount Rushmore for next week. Have you do you have a comedy special in mind?
I do. Do you have a Mount Rushmore in mind? Because if you don't, I can start talking about what the comedy set is going to be.
Why don't you introduce us to the
I'll
comedy
tell you what. So
special?
we've done, I
I
believe
mean,
we've
I definitely have
got it. You're ready.
one, but I
If
want you
not,
to go
I
first.
gotcha. We've dealt with, I believe we've done this guy. This is brand new on the old Netflix. Yeah, looking around just like I do.
What?
this is brand new to the Netflix. Just came out. I think we did this guy. Apparently, he's like got a podcast with his wife or something. Tell me if this is the same guy I'm thinking of. Steve Trevino.
So
He's got like a little cult kind of following. Like, I didn't know who the guy was, and he kept talking about his podcast and all his fans and all this stuff. And then his wife the whole time apparently talks about his wife in the podcast all the time. Is that right?
We watched his last special, and part of the special, like after the special was over, in front of the same
Yeah,
audience,
that's
he
right.
did a podcast.
Yeah, with his wife.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, so this is the same guy I was thinking of. So this is Steve Trevino, Simple Man. And he calls her something, the boss or something like that. I can't remember.
Yeah. Okay.
From the secret to his successful marriage to his dad's spaghetti sandwiches,
Oh boy.
comedian Steve Trevino riffs on family life in this upbeat stand-up special.
Nice, nice description.
Coming to Netflix stand-up near you.
Net, it's on Netflix?
It's on Netflix.
Okay.
It's on the flicks.
Well, I remember not liking his last one. I
Yeah, I
thought.
remember because I remember going, who is this guy? He's acting like he's known by everybody. And then he like brings his wife up and they do a pot and like everybody's going bananas. Like this dude's doing this show in his hometown. And
Yeah.
there's 50 people there.
Right.
That's what I remember thinking. But obviously, it must not be bad. I mean, my man's on Netflix again,
It's a
so let's
couple
go.
years later too. He's had some time. So yeah, this might be we'll give it a chance and hopefully this will be good. All right. Chris.
Yes.
Chris.
Yeah, CH.
Chris. We're gonna make it real elementary here.
All right, let's
Okay.
go.
We're doing the Mount Rushmore. And here's the thing. If we've done this before, that's okay, because it would have been like a long time ago if we did this.
All right.
Mount Rushmore of shapes. What are your
I
favorite
love it.
shapes?
I love it. Let's do shapes. I love it.
Shapes.
I
You can
love
get
it.
creative with it,
Yeah. Like
or you
you
can
can
go circle.
like we're good going like diamond or we're good saying trapezoid, right?
Yeah, parallelograms and everything. Whatever you, yeah,
Love it.
whatever you like.
Parallelogram sounds like something that you sent the other kids in your class during Valentine's Day.
Yeah, some kind of gram.
Some
Yeah.
kind of gram.
Right.
Yeah.
I agree. That's a good call. Yeah. All right. We got Steve Trevino and shapes, the Mount Rushmore of shapes, your top four shapes.
Love it.
All
What is
right.
going on? Do you hear a squiggle in your earphones?
Oh yeah.
What is that?
Oh yeah, big time.
Where'd that come from?
I don't know.
Freaking me out.
I've not heard anything in my headphones for, I mean, a good portion of this.
Really?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I got so many wires over here. I don't know if you can see because I can't see, but there are so many wires over in this corner, and they're just on top of each other and all behind us. We don't know what we're doing.
You know, there's probably a more efficient way to record these things,
100%.
and I just have to find out
We would have to do it.
what
We looked up a lot of stuff 5 years ago. This was the most efficient way to do it. 5 years
it
ago, this is how you did it. And guess what? That's how we do it today.
is. And the technology has changed so much.
Everybody has a podcast, so
Yeah.
everybody knows how to do it. We are definitely guaranteed we are doing things much more different than other
I
people.
feel like most people that have like professional podcasts probably have two microphones going to an adapter that plugs into their phone.
You're probably right.
I feel like
You're
that's
probably
as simple
right.
as that.
You know what else I noticed? A lot of podcasts that you watch out there, they don't have headphones on. I'm
Yeah.
sitting right here next to you. I don't know why I have headphones on. I tell you, no, I do know why.
Yeah.
I've done it. We do it because I need to hear that we're both at the same level so I can change the mics if need be. But I haven't touched the microphone knobs in so long. I mean, you're at a
Not about a six.
1, 2, 3. Well, you're at a 4 and I'm at a 3.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All
My loud mouth is a full decibel higher than you.
I did. I
I
just
don't know
like,
if that's
I just,
decibels.
yeah, no,
And
I don't.
it's actually, I just counted the dashes because dead center straight up in the air is 0. So,
Who knows what it really is, but and who knows what any of that means, really.
the producer was here, he could tell us.
Yeah. Yep. If
Egg on it,
yeah.
Pete. Shotgun Pete.
Shotgun Pete. Oh boy. All right. Okay. Look, we're gonna be talking college basketball mostly next week. It's
Absolutely.
so
We can't
exciting. It's
wait.
the most exciting time of the year. I say it every single year.
Yep.
The NCAA tournament, spring training, you're coming up on opening day.
Yep.
It's just, the weather's getting nice. Oh gosh.
Can't beat it.
Oh, you can't.
Cannot beat it. It's like a sore. Nah, never mind. All right. That sounds good. All right. So we've got Mount Rushmore shapes. Super great. Almost zero needed to be looked at for this, which
Yeah.
is awesome.
I want to
Love
get
the.
like
You got a
on
little something
and
in there?
find some crazy shapes.
Yeah. Stellahelogram or
Yeah.
mapazoid or hemisphere.
Gotta love a
Oh, a
mapazoid.
hemisphere. That's a thing.
Yeah, I don't think it's a shape, but it's a
Well, sure, it's half a circle. You got the northern hemisphere and the
Okay.
southern hemisphere, right?
All
So you
right.
cut the world in half, it's half a circle.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, why
Is that
not?
not called something else? Like it as a shape? No, maybe it is a hemisphere. I
I
was
don't
thinking it
think a
was just
shape.
like a.
Oh, like a cylinder or
No,
something?
I don't know. Cylinder, that's another one.
I thought it was pretty good.
Nice.
Cone.
Cone is a shape. Yeah.
Cone is a shape, yeah.
Also, probably triangle.
Yeah. No,
Triangle is a cone.
you
Triangle could
make
be
your
a cone.
cone, you make that little circle on the bottom. You can, you make your triangle and then you make a little half circle on the bottom. Now you got a cone.
That's right. That's a megaphone.
Yep, that's the
Or
megaphone.
propelled or whatever
That's
one.
right.
Okay.
All
Good.
right, so that and then Steve Trevino off on the new special on Netflix. All right, so till next time, don't forget to turn your headlights on.